I think the big theme, the underlying theme of COAG's bushfire inquiry was that fire is normal. It's a natural part of the Australian environment, in fact, many environments outside of Australia, and we've got to learn to live with it, and we've got to coexist. And I think at the moment, Australians still have that very European view that fire is destructive and that it's a demon that's got to be destroyed. You've only got to listen to the media reports, the sort of language that's used. Fire is demonised in the media. It is very much the enemy, and whilst at times it can be the enemy, it can be also the reverse. We used to have a poster, roadside poster, that had a message on it, fire, good servant, bad master. And I think very much that's at the heart of how fire is or should be perceived. I'm just going to make a few points. And for the first one I'll make is that I certainly support broad area fuel reduction on public lands. I see fuel reduction or fuel management as a fundamental responsibility of all land managers, public and private, and I think a lot of people have forgotten that. We quite often say those that own the fuel own the fire, but I think that's quite often lost. I don't think too many people suggest that fuel reduction or fuel management is a panacea, but unfortunately, after a bit like you and after the event, it's usually trotted out straight up, and we from the fire agencies are on the defensive. Fuel reduction on a large scale is resource hungry, and I think people, politicians, need to understand it's forever. It's not something we do this year, next year, for the next 5 years. It is ongoing if it's going to be effective, and it requires a lot of resources, and I don't believe fire agencies, volunteer fire agencies, have the resources or should have the resources. I think it lays back with the land managers. They need resourcing to be able to manage properly. There is a real issue, and I think a couple of speakers have mentioned it, the lack of expertise now. Even if we start now, it's going to take a long time to build up that body of expertise. There has been a lot of expertise lost over the last 20 or 30 years in regard to fuel management burning. Fuel management burning has risks. There are risks, and everyone needs to understand right at the outset that we've got to accept there are risks and there will be overachievements, as we quite like to refer to them. And there will be damage. There will be adverse consequences, but I think not doing it, there are also probably or even bigger consequences. There are lots of barriers, and certainly as a fire manager or as a fire agency manager, I think I'm quite prepared to admit that the easiest way to approach it is to do nothing. We've all been guilty of that. There are many, many barriers, and I think we've got to work on pulling down some of those barriers and making it happen. On a positive note, I'll just throw a wild thought in that, and it's a bit of an observation over the last couple of years, if the climate is changing much as what we've seen to drier and warmer, I believe there's a bigger winter burning opportunity, certainly in southern Australia, and I suspect that may provide some measure of assistance for doing burning safely. As the Chief Officer of a Fire Service, my priority is people and their property. Protection and safety of people is right up the top, and it's only natural that we put that ahead of everything else. And when it comes to priorities and putting resources in, we need to fall back to that the protection of property. The broad area management, fuel management, is something that's certainly a lower priority, and we just don't have the resources to do. I believe the new paradigm of community engagement and making people or encouraging people to be more responsible for their own safety, for those that live in the bushfire-prone areas, is fundamental. And this year, in quite a number of places, we have seen great success where we have an empowered and educated community behaving appropriately. And I believe, in part, that will assist us to deal with the mega fires of the future. There's no doubt the interface is expanding, the problem's getting bigger, but if people accept that fundamental responsibility, I believe we will be able to at least hold our own into the future with larger fires. And I guess I'll just finish by making the point, which I think's already been made on a number of occasions this morning, that more fire trucks, more aircraft won't help deal with bigger fires. And whilst fire services are seen quite often as promoting a fire truck mentality, as one fire service chief officer, I can tell you that I don't see that as the answer. I mean, I think it is very much about empowering people, empowering the people that own the land, that own the fuel, to manage it properly and wisely.